Vayter and Shasra and Vav, picking it up on Hey Yimud Beis by the bottom of the page, the very last word. So we had left off, we were speaking about a concept of the Pasuk says the words V'hayu b'cha chet, coming to tell you that if you go ahead and you're over in Balta Acher and you don't give it the right time, then there is a sin in you. But there's no problem with the carbon itself. The carbon is fine. It's just a problem with you. The Gemara asks, why do we need that from there? We learn it from somewhere else. And the Gemara says, no, Tzricha, we need it right, both of them. And now the Gemara continues with that line of logic and asking, not asking, because that's not a word, but asking. Very last word, Vakati, Frek Damar, beep, turn the page. But still, Vavam and Aleph, Mi de Ben Azai Nafka. We learned out this principle from Ben Azai that we're going to see that something that is done is Balta Acha, that's after the time. If something's done after the time, still it doesn't get impacted, it doesn't get affected. It's just you that is the problem. And therefore, we don't need the Pasuk of to tell me that. The Tanya's, we learned in the Braisa. Benazi Omer, Oso, Matamud Lomer. Now, what are we talking about here when we say Oso? This is talking about something known as Pigel. What is Pigel? Pigel means that when a person goes in, they bring a carbon. At the time that they're going in, they're doing the carbon, they have in mind that they're going to do one of the avodas outside of the Zman. Every carbon is a certain amount of time when you're allowed to eat it, when you're allowed to do Zrika. If you have in mind that you're going to do it after the time of when it's going to be done, there's a problem called pigel, which means literally that it gets rejected. Now, the Pasuk, when it speaks it out, says, lo yeirotze amakriv oso, lo yeichashev lo. That's what the Pasuk says. And now, when it says over here, oso, matamad lomer, why do you have to say it? Leficha namar lo sa'ach l'shamo, since we go and we know that it says in another pasuk that you're not allowed to delay in paying. Shome'ani af ma'acher nidro babal yeratza. Then I would have thought that someone goes in and he's ma'acher and going in and bringing what he is nidder, that lo yeratza, it's not going to even be accepted. Talmud Lomar, Oso, only Pigel is something. Oso below Yeratze, only Oso, it itself. Pigel is that problem that once you mess with it, it can't be used anymore, it's possible. The Ein Ma'acher Nidja below Yeratze, but now someone's Ma'acher Neder, and therefore you don't actually have to have the Pasuk, which says, Vayabach Chachet, because we have to learn it from somewhere else. So the Gemara says, Enechinami, good point. So we have to now re-understand the concept when it says Vayabach Chachet, or when it says, that's the following. Ella bechachet, in you is a sin, v'lo be'ishtachachet, and not in your wife is the sin. Now, let me just explain what's going to happen, then we'll read it inside. And that is a following. The pasuk comes and teaches us that a person goes ahead and they steal from somebody, and they steal in a way that they don't have any money to be able to pay it back. So they steal it, they gamble it away, they have no money, and they think, I'll get off the hook right now. We know, the Torah tells us that if you do such a thing, that a person's wife will, chalila, will die. Now, the Mefarshim explained why should she die for just because what her husband did, and the answer is that she was also involved in some way, shape, or form. But the point is that when is that true that happens, that it's that the wife is also affected? When you go and you steal and you can't pay it back. But not if you're over lo ya'acher, that in other words, that you're just beyond that which you vow that you're going to bring. That's only in you and not in your wife. Now let's read inside. Elo b'chachet v'lo ishchachet. I would have thought, hol v'am Rabbi Yochanan v'chitem Rabbi Lazar, they came and they said, ein ishto shel adam mesa, ela im kin mevakshin mimenu mamav eino. He only dies if a person goes in and mevakshin from the money and doesn't have any money because he stole. Shenamar, im ein l'chol shalim, lama yikach mishkav v'chom itachtach. If you have nothing to pay, why should it be that you're literally your bed, meaning the Rebbetzin, should be taken from you. Ema b'hai avon de balta acher nami ishto mesa. Maybe you would say that with this sin also about the acher, that the wife should also would end up dying. Kamash malan. That's why it says vayibachol chet. Only you have the chet and not your wife, and that's what that's talking about. But the other principle of the fact that the carbon is still going to be good, we learn from the other pasuk that we brought out of Oso, and not from vayibachol chet. Vayter. Tana Rabban, now we have other prices. We're coming about talking about a person going in and make sure that they pay when they do a neder and a dav. We have a whole pasuk that we're going to read, and then we're going to break down the pasuk. So let me read it to you outside first, and then we're going to do it inside. So the pasuk says, Motzes sefasecha tishmor, what comes out of your mouth, you got to guard. V'asisa kasher nedarta l'Hashem lokecha, and do that which you said, that you were neder, that you vow to Hashem lokecha. Nedava asher dibarta beficha, the vow that you spoke in your mouth. And then we have another pasuk that comes up afterwards that says, it comes beforehand, that speaks about lo sa'ach lo shamo, not delaying in your payment. So now we break down the pasuk. Tanu Rabbanan, motzefosecha, Zo mitzvah aseh. When it says motzi svasecha, that's talking about a mitzvah aseh. Rashi says to mestama hachi amar kra motzi svasecha kiyam. You should go ahead and you uphold the words that come out of your mouth. Next, we go and we say tishmor, as the pasuk says, zu mitzvah lo saseh. That's talking about a mitzvah lo saseh. Rashi says shelo saacher kide rabbi avin amar rabbi loy koma kishnamer hishamer pen va'al. It's talking about this mitzvah lo saseh. V'asis, and you shall do. What is that talking about? That's talking about a ashara lebeizdin sheasucha, a warning to beizdin that they shall make sure that the person gets it done. Rashi says al karchacha, against your will, mikanas har lebeizdin lochuf, that you should force the person to go and make sure that they pay up. Kasher nedarta, that which you vowed. Din, zeh neder. It's talking about neder. La'ashem alo. What does it mean? It says Hashem Elokecha Elu Chatos Hashem Os Olus Ushlamim. Rashi explains means the Kra Yisera. These words are coming to tell you to Darshan Larabos Davar Shebechova, things that you're obligated to do, like these type of things, depending on what they are. Chatos Hashem Ola and Shlamim Nidava. That's Kimashmo, like it sounds. A Nidava, you got to go in and bring. That's when a person says Harei Zu Korban. Asher Dibarta, that which you spoke, Eil Kachem is the Bedek Abayis. These are the things that you gave over to the Bedek Abayis, the things to take care of the Beis HaMikdash. Beficha, with your mouth, Zu Tzedaka, Rashi says, Kra Yisera Darish, it's extra these words. Tosos brings down a very short Tosos, Tachsev, Yetze Mipi Tzedaka. Coming out of your mouth is Tzedaka from a Pasuk, which is found in Yishaya. So over here too, it says, Beficha, it's talking about Tzedaka. You got to make sure that you pay all these things on time. Lo Yacher, as the Pasuk comes earlier and says, Amar Mar, now the Gemara comes and breaks down that each one of these, we have a question in each one. We're going to see three different issues that are going to come up with what we just mentioned. Number one, motzis vasecha zo mitzvah aseh. We said that the coins in your mouth, that's a mitzvah aseh. Lamali, why do I need that? We have another pasuk with to teach us that motzis vasecha comes in your mouth, you have to do. From the fact that it says mi uvasa shama vevesim shama, that when the pasuk comes and tell you, nafka, that's where you learn out from, that you got to come to there, which vasa shama, come there means to be some migdash. And you got to bring over there, it means all the things that you said you're going to bring, you got to do. That's mitzvah say. So, why do you need to tell me the other pasuk? Question number two, tishmor, zumitzis lo saseh. Lamali, why do you got to tell me that? Milo sa'achel l'shalman afkar. I can learn after the fact that it says, don't delay when paying. Vasisa, number three, atzar lebezin shasucha. It's a warning to bezin that you go out and make sure the person goes and does what they have to do. Lamali, why do I have to say that? Miyakri vaso nafkar. We can learn after the fact that the pasuk says, that Yaakov Oso, possibly we saw earlier when it says Im Ola Karbano Minavakar Zachar Tami Yaakovino Pesach Ol Moed Yaakov Oso Lirtso No Lifnei Hashem. So why is that coming to tell you? We learned this principle here, the Tanya Yaakov Oso, that you got to bring it. Malami Chakovino So, that we forced him to go out and bring that which he promised. Yochav Karcha, you thought he can do it against his will. Tamid Loma Lirtso No, it's got to be that he wants to do it. So how do you fit that together? He wants to do it, and you force him to do it. Ha Ketzad Kofino So Tzayim. He wrote Tani. We force him, and we until he says, I want it. That's a fascinating principle, that a person wants to do mitzvos. Okay, so now we go, that's the question that we have over here, three different questions as for why it is that we go and bring up from one pasuk, we have another pasuk which tells us, says the Gemara, Chad, let's understand the first question. Chad, one of the pasukim we needed, da'amar v'lo afresh, a case where a person, amar, he said, but he wasn't mafresh, he didn't yet set aside anything. Rashi says, for example, a person says, hare alai, it is on me that I have to go and bring a karban, v'lo afresh, but he didn't yet designate a particular animal. V'chad, in other cases, afresh, where he's mafresh an animal, v'lo akrev, but he didn't yet bring it. Both of those are necessary to come and teach us that he has to do this. Lo ya'acher, uksricha, and you need to have each pasukim. You know why? Diash, meaning amar v'lo afresh, if we just would have said the one that said, where he said he's going to do it, but it wasn't yet mafresh, if that's the only time he would have said it, then you would say, you know what, he's only going to be chayiv in that case, mishum de lo kaimin lidibur, because he didn't uphold what he said he's going to do. Aval afresh lo akriv, but let's say he set aside an animal, but he didn't yet bring it, Ema, then we can go and say, kol hechadisa, any place where it is, be Gaza de rachamani, you say. It's like it's by the Beit Gaza, it's like by the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like it belongs to them, and therefore it's not a problem. So therefore, tzricha, you have to write both of them in order to show that they're going to be chayiv. Viash, meaning afresh v'lo akrev, and if we would have just said, a Torah would have just taught us the case where he set aside the animal, but he didn't yet bring it, then I would have said that he's only chayiv in that case. You know why? The kamashi legabe, because he left it by him, and he didn't bring it to Beis HaMikdash. Aval amar v'lo efresh, but if he just said it, he's going to, but he didn't yet, was a mafresh it. Ema dibur v'lo klumu, it's just he's speaking, But guess what? He's not chayiv. He just spoke, and that's nothing. Nothing actually happened over here. There's no iser of lo sa'acher in such a bal ta'acher in such a case. He has to do it, but there's no bal ta'acher. Tzricha, therefore, you need to bring both psukim. Fact the Gemara. Umi matzis amar to the amar v'lo ifrish. Anasin, is there such a case you could say where a person said he was mafrish something? Sorry, where he was amar. He said that he's going to do it, but he didn't yet mafrish what it is. But aren't we talking about a nedav over here? V'ha nedav aksiva. This pasuk, these psukim, are talking about a nedava. Utananim, we learned in the Mishnah. You know what a nedava is? Ezeu neder, hare omer, hare alai ola. A neder is when someone says, it's upon me. Ve'ezeu nedava, it's a nedava. Omer, hare zo ola. Someone says, this is an ola. Ma being neder nedava. What's the difference between a neder and a nedava? Neder, by the case of a person who's a neder and says, it is upon me to bring a carbon. So then if it dies or if it gets stolen, still, chayev achriyuso, he's chayev to go and bring another one in his place because he said it's on him, not on the animal. Nedava, if he said on the animal, then meso, nigma, if it dies or it gets stolen, eino, chayev achriyuso, he doesn't have to go and pay it back and bring another one in its place because he said that was the one and now it's gone. So I'm not chayev anymore. So, but nonetheless, the question still comes up. We're talking about a nedava here. And a nedava means when a person says this animal. So how could it be that a guy said he's going to do it, but he wasn't mafresh what it is? We know that's what a nedava is when he said which one it is. Rava says, Mishkacha, so we have a case. We can find a case of a nedava that yet you didn't tell which animal it was. You can go into Amar, Hare Alai Ola. It is upon me to bring an Ola Al Menas She'eni Chayev Achriuso on condition that I'm not Chayev to go ahead and fill it in. If something happens to it, it's not on, I don't have to pay it, but I don't have to go ahead and bring another one. Here, what he's doing is he's saying it's not on me that I'm going to have to bring it, pay it back. So it's not a ned there, because then you would be chayev, but it's also not the classic case of the dove where he's saying this is the animal. You're just saying I want to bring this animal on condition that it's not on me. So it's not a nether, it's a nedava, but you didn't yet mafresh it. And that's the case. Okay, now, we add in the Bryce that brought down beficha zutztaka with your mouth means tzedaka. Amar Rava, utztaka mechayev al alter. And you have to go ahead. I'm sorry. Utztaka. When it comes to tzedakah, the kind of person I'm going to give tzedakah, he's got to do it right away. And this is without even any of the shalosh regalim to be over about the acher. My time, how come? Because the aniyim are right here, right now, right in front of you, waiting for you to go ahead and give it, and therefore you got to give it. Says the Gemara, pshita, obviously. Why would you think differently? No, ma'o de tema, you would have thought, kevan de be inyana de karbonos, kiva, since this is brought by the inyan of all the karbonos, then you would say that ad da avdi shalosh regalim until it's three regalim pass, ki karbonos, just like karbonos, kamash balan, therefore it comes along Rav and he tells us, not like that. Hasam hu de talinhu rachmana biragalim, only those things are tola biragalim. Avalach, when it comes to daka, the ha shchicha eniyim, because of the fact, avalach alo, but over here not, because of the fact, ha shchicha eniyim, because eniyim are shchia, to be right there, therefore, you got to pay it right away. Amar Rava, Viter. More ideas about a person goes out and said they're going to give a carbon. Amar Rava, Kevan Sha'aver, Alav Regel Echad. As soon as you have one regel, if a person goes ahead and they set aside there's going to be a carbon, Rashi says, Ala carbon, Dechsevu Basa Shama Vesem, you go there and you bring. So, Kevan Sha'aver, Alav Regel Echad, even one regel passes by, over by Asay, you're over in Asay. You gotta pay right away. Meisve, Frakta Gemara, Heid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias, Al Vlad Shlamim, Sheyakarev Shlamim. Rashi says we're talking about a case over here that the animal was pregnant when you set it aside, or it became pregnant after the fact. And what's the din? They said that a Vlad Shlamim that's brought as a Shlamim. So you have the shlamim, and then it has a baby. It's got to be brought as a shlamim also. A number of papayas, he comes along, and he said that, Rashi says, shehifrish, oh, we said that already. Amar papayas, ani meyid shahisa lanu parish al zifrei shlamim. We had a par of zifrei shlamim, it was shlamim. V'achalnu b'pesach, we had it on Pesach. V'achalnu vlada shlamim b'chag. And we had the vlada, it's baby, on chag, which generally means sukkis. Now, Bisham of Pesach Lakravu, we understand that they didn't go ahead and bring it as a on Pesach, meaning the Vlad. Why? Because Emer the Mechusis Man have a, you know, there's something called Mechusis Man. When an animal is born, you can't shechta for the first 8 days. It's got to be 8 days old before you can go and shechta. So when he said that they had on Pesach the Shlamim and then the Vlad of it, they ate on Sukkis. I get he didn't have it on Pesach because maybe it's Mechusis Man. El Vlad about Seres, but what's Pshat? that we know that after Pesach is Shavuos and then Sukkos. How can it be that they hold it off? They held off and not giving on Shavuos, and therefore you're not doing this mitzvah that we said it's got to be. Well, like you said, you shouldn't wait until Sukkos. They got to do it by Shavuos. I'm Rav Zvid, because it's got to be done by the first one, right? I'm Rav Zvid, Mishmei the Rava. I'll tell you what we're talking about over here. Kegon is talking about a case. Beep, turn the page. Vavam Beis. Shaya Cholav Atzeres. They're talking about the fact that it was sick on Atzeres. On Shavuos, it got sick. Rashi says a Vlad was sick, and therefore, you can't go ahead and bring it as a carbon. So they ended up having it the next one. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says a different thing. What does it mean when it says we ate on the Chag? It means Chag of Shavuos. Everything is good and dandy. Didn't have it on Pesach because maybe it was Mechusar's man. But then on Shavuos, which is the next Chag, says the Gemara, a little bit shady. The Idach, he says back, Kol Hechad the Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. Whenever it goes ahead and it says Pesach, whenever it says Pesach, it's going to say Atzeres in order to know that we're talking about Atzeres means Shavuos. So if it says Chag, sorry, it doesn't mean Shavuos. It has to mean that it's Pesach. Rashi says, the boy lemisni basrei Shavuos, tani Atzeres v'lo Chag. If it wanted to talk about that, it would have said Shavuos, it wouldn't have said Chag. And that's why he didn't say like that. V'yomer Rava, another halacha. Kevin shavu alav shalosh regalim. As soon as you pass by three regalim, b'chol yom b'yom, every single day, over Baal Ta'acher. You're over an iser of Baal Ta'acher. That, my friends, is huge, as some would say. Again, Amar Rava, Kevin shavu alav shalosh regalim, b'chol yom b'yom, over Baal Ta'acher. Frak the Gemara, mei sevei. We learned in a braisa, echad b'chor, Vechad kol kachim, whether you're dealing with Bechor or other types of kachim, that kevin sh'avru aleim shana below regalim, if they go and they pass a full year, and they, even if they're not talking about a case where they pass by the regalim, Rashi says, l'kamei mefarish, we're going to explain how you have such a case where you could have a year passes without passing the shalosh regalim, or if you have regalim below Shana, or you have Shalosh Regalim without having a full year, a year without the Shalosh Regalim, or Shalosh Regalim without having a year, which that case makes perfect sense. A person goes and makes a neder before Pesach, and then at Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, and then passes by Sukkos. That's the 6 months within the same year. Then such a both those cases over Baal Ta'acher, a year without Shalosh Regalim or Shalosh Regalim without a year. The high my to Yufte. Okay, thank you, Brysa. What was the kasha exactly? Says the Gemara, "V'hai mai tayufte." What exactly was that? How are you knocking off Rava? Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana comes and explains. Man deka mosif shapir kamosif. The one who came along and he's fregging a kasha is actually asking good. Michti. Let's break it down. Tana alavei kamahader. Let's try that again and say it properly. Tana alavei kamahader. The Tana is coming to go and find a lav. Lavin, like, losa says. So why didn't the Bryson stay out, state clearly, listi b'chol yom v'yom over b'bal ta'acher? It doesn't say the Lashon, right? What does it say? All it says is if you go, you pass a year without three regalim. With three regalim without a year, you're over b'bal ta'acher. But according to Rava, it should be every single day, listi b'chol yom v'yom over b'bal ta'acher. And it didn't say that. Oh, if it doesn't say that, maybe Rava is wrong. V'idach. Rava can answer back and say, no, Tana lemikbe ebalav kamader. It was just looking to see when exactly the starting point of Baal Ta'acher is going to begin. Belave yisera lo kamader. But it's not going to look and talk about the lave yisera to go and show more lava that are coming from it. That for sure is also going to be. But that Bryce was just talking about when does it actually begin. Okay, now the Gemara backtracks and we're going to do a little bit of math over here and says, all right, let's try to understand this case of a year without three regalim and three regalim without a year. Gufa, echad b'chor v'echad kol l'kachim. Kevin tov v'aleim shana below regalim. If you pass by a year, but you didn't yet have shalosh regalim below shana, or three regalim, shalosh regalim without a full year, over b'al ta'acher. Bishlam regalim below shana mishkachas la. I understand the case where you say you're going to have the shalosh regalim without having a full year. That's normal. You have, did it for Pesach, and then, you know, you have Shavuos and Sukkos, and then it's after Sukkos. It's less than a year, but you have all three. Mishkachas la. Ella, Shana below regalim, hechim mishkachas la. How are you going to have a year that came without having shalosh regalim? At any point that you go and make the neder, you're going to find that till a full year passes, you're going to hit shalosh regalim. So how could it be that you have a case where you had a full year and you didn't have shalosh regam. Something doesn't make sense. Ha, nichal amanda armei saligmar says, it makes sense according to one who says, the isle kisidron, who says that in order to be over, you have to go kisidron, pesach shavuz and sukkos, mishkachasla. Okay, then we have a case where you can have a year without the pesach shavuz, without having the shalosh regalim in it. How so? Since you need to have three in a row, and you might not have it. So the muscle, if a person goes ahead and they make a neder in, not in Nisan, but after Nisan, ER, Sivan, but before, let's say, Shavuos, whatever it is, or even after. So they go ahead and let's say they make an ER right after Pesach, and then it passes by to the next ER. They didn't have Shalosh Regalim in order before, within the year. A full year has passed, but you didn't have Shalosh Regalim because you didn't have three in a row, and you only had one in a row at that stage, because you didn't have Nisan to have Pesach. So you had Sukkos, Shavuos and Sukkos, and then Pesach, and then the year comes again, but now you have to get another two to go in a row. El Laman de Leslie Kisidron, according to one who says, it doesn't make a difference what order it goes in. Hechem Mishkachasla, how are you going to have a year passing without hitting Shalosh Regalim? So now the Gemara goes weiter. Bishlam al Rebbe, can make sense according to Rebbe, Mishkachasla b'shanam u'baris. We're talking about a case where there's a leap year. The Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa. This is going to be talking about the cases that Rashi points out that if a person goes ahead and they sell a house in a walled city, when this is particular to something known in Eretz Yisrael, and that if you go and you sell your house in Eretz Yisrael, then you have 1 year to be able to go ahead and to get the house back. You get it back within 1 year. If you don't do it, then it becomes the property of the new person that bought it. It doesn't go back to the person who sold it when it was by Yovel. And now we're going to go and see how we break this down. Rashi says, Shana Tamima. I'm sorry, let's read Shana Tamima Amur, but Bate Arichom Mona. How do we go when we count it? Mona Shin Samache Yamim. We count 365 days. Va'afilu b'shana pshuta, and even a regular year. Va'af b'shana samoberes. Kevin Sha'ar Gimel Meos V'shishim V'chamisha Yamim. Mishamachar Nechlat Lo. We're going to spell out exactly what's going to go on right now. So we say Shana Tamima. There's a machlokus of how we count that. Rabbi Omer, Mona Shlosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamisha Yom. We count 365 days. That's how we count the year. Don't forget, there's a solar calendar and a lunar calendar. Solar calendar is 365. Lunar calendar is 354 and a quarter days, right? So Rabbi says when we're dealing with this concept of Shana Tamima, that you go out, you have 1 year to get it back, that's 365 days. Kaminyan Yom Asachama, like the days of the sun, according to the solar calendar. The Chachamim Amim, but the great sages say, Mona Shneimas Archodesh Meyom Leyom, you count 12 months from day to day. Venus Abra Shana, and if it turns out to be that there is a leap year, then this Abra Lo, it gets another month for him. Rashi says, Lamashal, he says, Meyom To, Meyom Leyom, it goes day to day. The Chachamim say what they say, it means like this. Let's say on the 15th of Nisan, then it goes till the next 15th of Nisan. If he sold on the 15th of Nisan, and then there was this Aber the year, then what ends up happening is Aber lo lomocher, al karcho shalokeach, enu nechlet ha-shegeh tesvav b'Nisan. The guy has another month, because remember, an extra month happens in Adar. So, and again, Nisan's the first year, Adar is the first month, and Adar is the last month. So the last month, they had another Adar, an Adar Sheni, other base, what ends up happening is that the way we would see it, the person doesn't have 12 months, he actually has 13 months. So now, this we say, Chacham say they go 12 months day to day, as opposed to saying 365 days, we go day to day. And if it ends up being a leap year, then it works out. Mishkachas lo the Rebbe. So you can find how this is going to work within the world of Rebbe. You could find, like we said, where you have a year that passes without having the Shalosh Regalim, according to Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, it's always 365 days. Leap year, no leap year, I don't care. So what happens is, we're talking about Mishkachas al Rebbe, the Akshash Chal Basar Chagamatzos. Right after Pesach, I went ahead and I set aside an animal. The Chimata Shili Adar Basro, when the end of the next Adar, you know, the last Adar actually comes, Shana Malia Regalim Lo Malu. A whole year has passed, 365 days, and the passing, because you end up having from Nisan until Adar, right, from right after the 15th of Nisan until the end of the second Adar, is more than 365 days. That's a year, but we didn't yet get Pesach in. So Shana Malia Regalim Lo Malu, you end up having a year without having the Shalosh Regalim. Elul Rabbanon Echi Mishkachas Leh. But according to the Rabbanon, since they say that that even in the leap year, it's still not considered a full year until the end of that leap year itself. How you gonna end up having 365? How you gonna end up having a full year in adding the Shal Shogal? Of course you will. So it says the Gemara, Kidatani Rav Shmaya, like Rav Shmaya taught. We know that the Holy Torah, when it's talking about the concept of Shavuos, it doesn't tell us when exactly Shavuos is in terms of days. All it tells us is that it's going to be the 50th day of the Omer, right? So what happens is that you have 50th day of the Omer, and that's when you go ahead and you have Shavuos. Now, when does it start? It starts on the second day of Pesach. So now it says as follows. Atzeres, Shavuos, will sometimes fall out. Pa'amim Chamisha, on the 5th of Sivan. Pa'amim Mishisha, sometimes on the 6th of Sivan. Pa'amim Shivan, sometimes on the 7th of Sivan. Ha'kate said, how does that work out? Shneim Aleim Chamisha. If both of them, Nisan and Iyar, end up being complete months. In other words, we have either a mali or a chaser. It's either 29 days in a month or 30 days in a month. If they turn out being that both of them have 30 days, then what ends up happening, Shavuos is going to be on the 5th day of Sivan. Shneim chaser, if both of them are lacking, that means they each have 29 days. Then if you go and you count to 50 days, it's going to end up being Shavuos is going to be on the 7th of the month. Just do the math, it comes out like that. Now we have Echad Mali v'Echad Chaser. If one of them is full, meaning 30 days, and one is Chaser, then it falls out to be on the 6th of Sivan. Kum Tochoi, so what ends up happening? What do you see from here? That if you're dealing with a year, that Shavuos is on Hey Sivan, the 5th of Sivan, and then a person makes his neder on Vav Sivan, and then the following year, Shavuos comes out on Zion Sivan, so he snuck it in the middle, that it comes out that the time that he made the neder, the year that's going to fall is going to come out to be the day before Shavuos, and therefore you're going to have a full year without having Shalosh Regalim. Beautiful, so it works according to both of them. Now, we said that this goes in the world of Rav Shmaya, but there are people that argue with him. Frek de Gemara, Uman Tana de Poligali de Rav Shmaya. Who goes in and argues with Rav Shmaya that says, essentially, that you can't have a circumstance where it's going to be that a year is going to go and you're not going to have all Shalosh Regalim? Acherimi says that is Acherim. Rashi brings down that Mantana Tanakama de lo iri bishana below regalim. He says that the Tanakama we're talking about earlier when we brought this up in Davdalad, he doesn't bring up the case of a year that has without the regalim is going to go and bring you over the iser about to acher. So who is that? Achirim, it is achirim. The Tanya we learned in a braisa achirim omrim ein bein atzeres la atzeres. Ein bein Rosh Hashanah le Rosh Hashanah ela arba yamim bilvad. There is no change between Shavuos to one year to the next year, and there's no difference. Ein bein Rosh Hashanah ela arba yamim bilvad. Only 4 days. Ve'im ha'isa shana mu'beres chamisha. If it's a leap year, then it'll be 5 days. Rashi brings down that means that every month ends up being set up in a way of 29 days or 30 days and set up in a way that it doesn't change like that. So you'll never end up having more of a difference. There's 300, there's going to be from 1 year to the next year, the maximum is going to be 5 days, and therefore they don't bring this down as even an option. Okay, by Rabbi Zera comes along and he asks the kasha, Yoresh Mal Baal Ta'acher. Someone goes into Yerusha, they inherit something. What's the din of Baal Ta'acher in reference to them? His father came along, he's the one who made the nether, and now he ended up dying, and now the son gets it. Can he be over on the nether of his father? So Zek the Gemara, Kisidor Nether Amarachmana. V'holo no dar. The pasuk says, when you make a neder, he didn't make the neder, so therefore he shouldn't be involved. Odimu batsa shama veisa sham. You should come there and you should go and bring it, which means it's got to be brought up. V'hom mechayev, and therefore he should be chayev in balsa acher. As the Gemara, Toshima, Toshima. Let's get the end of the Tanur Rebchia. Me'imach. The pasuk says, full pasuk is, Kisidur neder l'Hashem elokecha. Lo sa'achel l'shamo kidar chidushen l'Hashem elokecha. Me'imach. What does it tell you? Prat l'yoris. That's excluding a yoris. So, no, the yoris will not be over the Isser. Aye, says the Gemara, V'hai me'imach mi'bayle zeleket shecha upeya. We need Meimach for something else to come teach us the whole Isser about holding off and doing Lekat Shechem and Peah. As a Gemara, Kari Bei Imach, or Kari Bei Meimach. Imach is for like a shechem ben. Meimach is coming to tell you that Rashi says v'darish the tarte the imach mashmalei chelko shelani the mem yisera lemaute yoresh. One more question for the day. By Rav Zeira, Isha Mahi Bebalta Acher. Can a woman be over the Isser of Balta Acher? If she goes and makes a neder, does she have an Isser of Balta Acher? Mi Amrina, do we say, Halo Mechaiva Beria, since she's not Chayev to go in front of the Beis HaMikdash, she doesn't have to go, Pesach Shavuot and Sukkos, and therefore she's not over the Isser of Balta Acher? Odilma Ha Isa Besimcha. She is Chayev in the midst of Simcha, and since she's in the midst of Simcha, that seems that what? That means that she has to be going up to Yerushalayim and being involved in some way, shape, or form, so she should also have the Isser. Amalei Abaye, but typically, the Ha'isa B'Simcha. Why don't we just simply say that, yes, she's over the Isser because of the fact that she's Chayiv in Simcha. This is Gemara. Omiyam Rabbi, how can you say that? Vam Rabbi, Isha Baila M'Samcha. What does it mean she's a mitzvah of Simcha? That means it's on the husband to go ahead and buy her big date Sivonim, says Rashi in Eretz Yisrael, a big date Pishtan, Hamaguatzin, Hachi Isa B'Kiddushin. There's a chiv on the husband to be Mesamech, the wife, not that the wife has to go up to Eretz Yisrael. L'dvar of Rabbi Zeira Kamar. He wants to, he's speaking in the words of Rabbi Zeira. And right in the Rabbi Zeira, he does hold that you have to go up and do such a thing. But he himself, Abaye, wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say that because the simcha is actually about for the husband. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.